Welcome to Product Brand Management Chapter 7. Today we'll be looking at brand loyalty. The objectives of this chapter are to understand brand loyalty, its triggers, benefits, and other related studies such as multi-brand buying behavior. Let us first try and define brand loyalty. Brand loyalty is defined from two points of view, the sales promotion perspective and the consumer buying behavior perspective. From the sales promotion perspective, brand loyalty is the situation in which a consumer generally buys the same manufacturer originated product or service repeatedly over time rather than buying from multiple suppliers even within the same category. And from a consumer behavior perspective, brand loyalty is the degree to which a consumer consistently purchases the same brand within a product class. Both these perspectives basically point to the same thing. It's about one person buying one particular object. It is about relationships that customers eventually develop with brands and how loyal they're going to remain to those relationships. The patterns of behavior that we see in terms of loyalty are hardcore loyal, soft core loyal, shifting loyal, and switchers. So this is decreasing. This is a descending order of loyalty towards brands, and we'll look at it through the lens of the brand loyalty pyramid. So this is the brand loyalty pyramid. At the very bottom of the pyramid are switchers, or people who are price sensitive, or people who are indifferent. They have no brand loyalty. Today they are using something, tomorrow they are using something else. Today if I am getting a great discount on a Flipkart, I'll use a Flipkart. Tomorrow I'm getting a great discount on Amazon, I'll use Amazon. Today if I'm using an Uber, tomorrow if I get a great discount on an Ola, I'll just switch. I have no brand loyalty in such brands, in such product categories. That makes me a switcher. That makes me a price sensitive or indifferent buyer with no brand loyalty. On the other hand, if I'm satisfied or a habitual buyer, I have no reason to change. Now, this is important. I am a satisfied buyer. I have no reason to change. But that does not mean that I will not change if I get a good enough incentive to change. So for example, again, like taking the Flipkart and Amazon example, supposing I'm a satisfied customer of Amazon, I've been with them, I've been ordering through them quite a bit, and I'm more or less loyal, I'm satisfied, I'm habitual, I have no reason to change. But I also have no real problem exploring other brands. So for example, if I get a special offer from Flipkart saying the same thing that I'm going to be buying on Amazon for 1,000 rupees, I can get it for 300 rupees on Amazon or on Flipkart, that's a huge difference for me. So I'll probably just switch anyway. That does not mean that I'm a switcher. That means that I'm a satisfied buyer with no reason to change, but given the proper incentive, I probably will change. This is also the concept of a satisfied buyer with switching costs. How much does it cost to switch a buyer from one brand to another brand? In this case, in the case of Flipkart and Amazon, like I said, the cost was 700 rupees worth of discount. So in that case, I'm a satisfied buyer, but I have a switching cost. Unless there's a switching cost, I will not change. Then the next is likes the brand or considers it a friend. If you like a brand or consider it a friend, then you're very less likely to actually change from using the brand. You might still use another brand at times depending on your situation in life, but typically you would not want to go to any other brand. You would actually consciously think of staying with a brand. This is as opposed to the top of the pyramid, which is the marketer's dream. It's called the committed buyer. The committed buyer is one who is completely committed to one brand and refuses to move on to absolutely any other brand. And these are the best kind of consumers to have because they provide for great word of mouth marketing, great promotions, which we'll come to know a little later in the same chapter. So this is the brand loyalty pyramid with switchers, satisfied and habitual buyers, satisfied buyers with switching costs, those who like the brand, and the committed buyers. Benefits of having a loyal customer base. The cost of acquisition occurs only at the beginning of a relationship, which means that today if I'm trying to get a new customer into the fold of my brand, a new customer to start buying my product, then there is a certain cost which is involved in actually acquiring that customer. So I have to pay a certain amount of advertising money or a certain amount of promotion money or a certain amount of switching cost to enable the customer to go from some other brand or no brand in the product category to come to my brand. Now, that cost of acquisition only happens in the beginning of the relationship. I have paid that cost once. The person has come, the consumer has come onto my brand now, and now the consumer is buying my brand. He has sampled my brand. If he doesn't like the brand, he'll go back and he'll never come back. He'll go away and he'll never come back. Which is why the cost of acquisition occurs only once. I'll either retain the customer after that, or I will not retain the customer after that. But once I've acquired a customer, the cost of acquisition has happened. After that, it's a question of building loyalty. I have to actually deliver on the brand promise that I've made. The product has to deliver on the brand promise that we've made as marketers. Account maintenance costs decline as a percentage of total costs. Basically, if you have one account, the maintenance of that cost is actually declining as a part of the total cost. The overall marketing and advertising and consumer acquisition cost will be far more than maintaining an account. Loyal consumers tend to be less inclined to switch and also tend to be less price sensitive, which also means that you can change your price a little bit, you can change your product features a little bit, you can increase the price a little, actually improve your margin by a little bit. All that can be done only if you have loyal consumers. If you have price sensitive consumers as your main base, then you'll never be able to do any of these things, because those people will shift as soon as they get a better price somewhere else. Loyal consumers also initiate free word of mouth promotions and referrals, like I was mentioning earlier. Word of mouth referrals are probably the best marketing tools that any marketer has at his disposal. And loyal customers provide that. It is said that if I'm a loyal customer, if I really like dealing with a brand, if I'm committed to a brand, I'm likely to tell 7 other people about it. And if that is the case, then those 7 other people have also heard from a person using the brand saying that this brand is really good, go ahead, use it. Loyal consumers are more likely to purchase ancillary products and a high margin supplemental products as well. If I'm a loyal consumer of any particular brand, for example, if I like Cleartrip, if I'm committed to it, then anything else that they start, for example, if they start weekend getaways on their site itself, I'm far more likely to go ahead and try those new products. Even if the margin in those products for the company is high, I'm still likely to try them because I'm a loyal consumer of the brand itself. Customers are normally satisfied with the relationship and are very less likely to switch to competitors. Regular customers tend to be less expensive to service. You don't have to keep calling them to maintain that account. It's very cheap to actually service a loyal customer account. Increased customer retention and loyalty makes employees' jobs far more easier and satisfying. The premium pricing can be attained with brand loyal customers. If I'm really loyal to a brand, a little bit of price premium I don't mind paying, because the brand is giving me other kinds of benefits other than actual price benefits. There's increased satisfaction of the customer base, increased habitual buyers of brand products. The loyalty of the brand is transferred to other products of the same brand. So like I give you the example of a Cleartrip, if I'm a loyal consumer of Cleartrip, and if Cleartrip comes up with a small section of weekend getaways or special trips or special packages, I am much more likely to go ahead and try those packages or try those particular products, also because in my mind the loyalty of Cleartrip has now been passed on to the loyalty of these smaller sub-brands as well. Therefore, increased sales and profit margins result. So this was about brand loyalty. Let me just summarize the session for us. The definition of brand loyalty from a sales promotion and a consumer behavior point of view. From both perspectives, we are looking at consumer behavior. We're looking at brand loyalty in the prism of this brand loyalty pyramid, which goes from switchers all the way to committed buyers. And consumer behavior on brand loyalty, again, switchers, satisfied habitual customers, satisfied buyers with switching costs, people who like the brand, and committed buyers. Thank you.